Masechtas Kelayim, Perek Daled, Mishnah Zayin. The previous Mishnahs mentioned Beis Hillel Shita that two roads together will combine to make a vineyard. Once something has a vineyard status, the halacha is that you need to distance 4 amos away from it, but individual grapevines only require 6 tefachim to be distanced. So the Mishnah over here discusses combining two rows, one in one person's property and one in the next door neighbor's property. Hanetea shura achas patech shalai, someone who plants a single row of vines within his own property. Vishura achas patech shal chaveri, and there's another row planted in his neighbor's property, next to it. V'derech ha-yachid, and there's a private pathway between the two of them, or a derech ha-rabim v'emtsa, or even a public pathway, as long as it's not too wide. We're going to see in the next Mishnah, it's going to discuss up until how wide. But if it's not so wide that it will create a barrier between the two rows, or if it's a v'gadish shehu namach mi'asar tefachim, a fence that's less than 10 tefachim high, doesn't pose as a barrier, harei ilu mitzarfes, these two rows will combine to become a vineyard that will require needing to space 4 amos from such a vineyard before planting any other species. Gevaya me'asar tefachim, however, if the fence was higher than 10 tefachim, then inim and starfis, then the two different rows don't combine, and it won't become a vineyard, just two individual separate areas where there's individual grapevines planted. Rabbi Yehuda says, im ersan melmala, if you intertwine the vines above the fence, so then, harayim and starfis, then they will combine, even though the fence is higher than 10 tefachim, by mingling the two vines, by intertwining them together, from either side, and then it joins them together and becoming one vineyard, and having the more chamer stringent halachas of a vineyard. Mishnah Ches. Hanaytei shtei shuris, if someone plants two rows of grapevines, im ein b'neim shmeina amas, if there's less than 8 amas between them, then la yavi zera l'sham, you cannot plant any other seeds of other species there, because less than 8 amos, they combine together to make a vineyard. 8 amos is the distance necessary to merge together. Hayushalish, once there are 3 rows now of vines, so now this is considered a larger scale vineyard, then the numbers change. Im'ein bein shura l'chaverta shesha 3 amos, now it's up to 16 amos, it will combine together to make a vineyard. If it's less than 16, lo yavi zera l'sham, you can't plant any other seeds between them, because it'll be kalayim in a 3-road vineyard or more, then 16 amos space is going to combine them to make it a vineyard. This Tana of this Mishnah, the first Tana over here, would hold that if, let's say, the middle row, for whatever reason, got uprooted and taken out, and now it reverts back to a 2-road vineyard, it would revert to the halachas of 2-row vineyard, that 8 amos would be necessary, less than 8 amos necessary to combine them, and in the case that there wasn't, then you'd be able to plant in the middle within up until six tefachim to the grapevine. 6 tefachim is the same thing as 1 amma. That's the first opinion in the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, Mishum Chananya ben Chachinoi, in the name of Chananya ben Chachinoi, Afilu Charva Emtsois, even if the middle row is destroyed, the Ein Ben Shul Chaver Teshei Sesrei Amma, and there's less than 16 Amma space between the two remaining rows, Lo Yavizera L'Sham, they still combine to make it that it's usher to bring other seeds to plant there. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, in the name of Chanina ben Chachinai, holds that once it had originally the status of a 3-row vineyard, it retains those halachas of up to 16 amas to combine them, even though one of the middle row got destroyed. It does not revert to the 8 amah shear. And he contrasts, Shilu mitchila natan hareza mutter b'shmein amas. If he originally planted it as 2 rows, then 8 amas would be the amount to separate between the rows. But since it was originally planted as a 3-row vineyard, it, even though one was destroyed, it retains the 16 amma shear.